Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the pod, Daddy. I'm real happy. I got a special guest with me. We've been having some great conversations behind the scene. I got a couple of my homies in here with me, too. My best friends. I really have people in here that knew me since high school. And it's rare that you get people around you that really got to see you grow from that point. You know what I'm saying?
Since
like
the day that you ain't been shit, nigga.
Okay, ain't been shit is relative. You know what I'm saying? But I think I always been that nigga. You know what I mean? But
it's a mindset.
Know, exactly, it's a mindset. And we're going to get into the mindset, too. But, yeah, we here, yo. Let me just introduce the people I got with me. So, I got Miss Teach here, the host of the Teach Talk podcast. What up? What up? What up?
What's up? Hello, everybody.
Hey.
This is Teach. Like you said, Teach. The Teach Talks podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
What else, man? What's your social?
So, Instagram, it is Teach Talks Podcast, and you can find Teach Talks Podcast on Apple, Google Play, and Spotify.
Solid, solid.
Yes.
If you are regular listener, then you know my brother Devin. You got my brother Dev with me.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
All right. First time guest, but long time friend.
Dammy.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm somebody that that's seen me through a lot of different things, man. That's taught me a lot of stuff. That's gave me a perspective on a lot of things. Somebody that when I needed, when I needed some humbling. Somebody that was able to give me that act right and somebody that I was able to learn something from. You know what I mean? I got my dog Trisha's Pieces here.
Ooh, what it do?
And of course it's her phone going off. But I got my dog
right at the top of the introduction.
Yeah, but I got my dog Trisha's Pieces here. Yeah. Say your shit, yo, let them know who you is.
Hey, well, he just said it, you know what I'm saying? Trisha's Pieces, as he calls me. Don't follow me on shit, but I'm here.
Solid. We out here. All right, so let's get it started. Y'all already know, man, the pod daddy, this is a, I like to call this a safe space. Teach, you ready to enter the safe space?
I am ready to enter.
This is a safe space, man. We have full-blown conversations here. And we start them all with a positive moment.
Okay, so...
So this positive moment is one that you gave me.
Correct.
So because you gave it to me for the first time ever, I'm a and I've had positive moments that other people gave me, but I never let somebody else read them.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you give it to them. Okay. Give me a positive moment.
So the positive moment is a quote that I love, and it is: "Life is 10% of what happens and 90% of how you react or respond. So you may not be in control of a lot of things, but what you are in control of is how you react or how you respond and what you learn from it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an L, but it can be a lesson or a teachable moment."
Hey. That's my favorite thing in life.
Yeah, is that just losses, look at it like that.
That when something happened to you bad, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not necessarily a
it's
loss.
Your perspective
it's
on
a,
it.
Yeah, I'm saying your perspective should always be that I'm learning from this.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Are you learning? What are you gaining from it? And even then, if it's not the best thing that has happened.
And then also what you said, sometimes like your perspective on the thing. Whether it is a lesson or not, you can take a perspective of it that's beneficial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like...
That's how I look at everything in life. Like
everything, man.
Anything that may not be so good or whatever, I'm like, okay, what can I learn from this? What has it taught me? What have I gained from it? And then I always try to find the, like, smallest positive in a negative. The silver lining in everything.
And see, me personally, like, I'm from Jersey. So, like, in Jersey, like... There's a group of people that are kind of understood, and it's 5% Nation of Islam, right? And 5% Nation of Islam is that 85% of the world is deaf, blind, or dumb. There's 10% of the world that wants to lead the deaf, blind, and the dumb. And then there's 5% that want to lead the righteous. that really want to be righteous and just do whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's the 5%. That's the 5% Nation of Islam. You feel me? So if you listen to any of my other podcasts, my mother, on my birthday pod, my mother led the pod with that day's mathematics. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying all of that to say, like, a lot of times life is about the numbers you choose to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Life is about the things that you choose to take into your world. You
right,
feel me?
You don't have to absorb everything that happens. You don't have to take in everything.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And to hear you say that it's about 10% of what happens and 90% about how do you respond. Because most people, where they fuck up is the response.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Before you even said something wrong, your body language gave it away that you was going to react wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what people fuck up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So life is a lot of times about looking at it from a perspective of an average or from a perspective of a greater number. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, okay, look, so today is one day of 365 days that I'm a year.
Right.
That I'm a live, of the year that I'm a live, plus the 80 years that I'm going to live. So this one bad day in perspective,
right.
What does that do for me?
Right.
If I'm about to live 80 years.
Exactly.
Son, this one bad
that
day
is,
ain't enough for
right.
me.
Right. That is a great way to look at
one
it.
One bad day ain't enough. And I know what I said, it took a long time to get there. You know what I'm saying? But just hearing numbers, man, sometimes we don't be thinking about shit in numbers. You know what I'm saying?
We're living in that moment. So I learned this too. Like, in the moment, it seems like when something goes wrong, it's like your whole world just crashed. It just ended. But it's like, it's only that moment. But we look at it like, oh, my God, this is overall. But it's not like that. You know, so you have to kind of like be conscious of like how you react and respond, how you think. And it's like, okay, like you said, this is just one day out of like my entire life. So
I've been taught so many different levels of math. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Algebra, geometry.
Oh, well, you can have the math.
Just so many. And not to say that I'm good at it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying I'm good at it.
I am not good at it.
But we've been taught so many different levels of math. But we don't equate that average. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stuff being the average. Mm-hmm. We don't equate that to everyday life.
Right.
Or to even like being, calling somebody a hoe. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, let's say you know Shorty, right? And Shorty is 35. Mm-hmm. And she fucked 15 niggas.
Mm-hmm. So we gotta do the math and see along how.
So let's
how
say
many
she's,
along
if
the way.
She started fucking when she was 18, that's less than a nigga a year. And we just talking about the average.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we might know Shorty that's 35. And at like 30, she hit her stride. You know what I'm saying? She hit her stride. You know what I'm saying? So just because Shorty hit her stride, now it's like, oh, Shorty this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? But life is a lot of times about math. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm not looking at Shorty that's 30. Okay, bro, I'm 31. Mm-hmm. If I look at Shorty, right, I'm 31 years old, and Shorty like, hey, yo. Man, my life been crazy. Mm-hmm. I started fucking when I was 13. I fucked 20 niggas.
How many you fuck?
No, fuck that. She 31 years old. She fucked 20 niggas.
The math. He's doing the math.
Right now.
That's not a lot of niggas, man.
Yeah.
But some niggas, that's a lot, bro.
That's not a lot in the terms
to
of...
To who you asking?
In the terms of the years and the... And you know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Is a lot.
To who you asking?
Fucking at 13.
If you 31, you start fucking at 13, 14 years old. Hey.
Some niggas are not a goddamn math whiz, bro.
That's what I was about to say. You have to do the math in order for it to kind of like...
That's like 1.5 niggas a year.
But see, no one's going to think
who
of it like that.
Who are you reasoning this with, though?
You know?
To the average nigga, that's a lot.
That's not a lot.
He's saying in the math sense. Yes, he's saying doing the math.
And I'm saying the average nigga can't do math, bro.
And so off top, the person is going to be like, oh my God, that's a lot off top. But if what when you do the math, if you was to tell them that, then they'll be like,
let me ask, okay. 2 to 3 hour goddamn conversation.
Fuck that shit. No, fuck that. Fuck that. Let me ask you this question, nigga, since you want to give me some pushback, nigga. Let me ask you this, nigga. Let me ask you this. Let's say you came from a bad neighborhood, right? You just came from a bad neighborhood.
This is the devil's advocate, you guys.
You already called me that earlier. I ain't got time for that. All right, so let's say you came from a bad neighborhood, right? In your neighborhood, you just see mad shit. Let's say at 13, somebody give you a little powder. At 13. It's a lot of niggas that start smoking weed. And started fucking at 13. But let's just say you was a nigga, somebody gave you some powder at 13. Right? And from the time you was 13 to the time you was 31, you might have did powder 20 times. Would you call that person a fiend?
Not at all. No.
Or would you call that person somebody that
likes to have fun?
That just like that likes to have fun.
I would more so call them a person that likes to have fun.
No, you gotta speak up. No, cause you know you talking low now. You talking low now, brother. Get in the mic.
I said that they like to have fun.
You like exactly. So if why don't we judge women the same way? How come when we meet a woman? That's 30 years old, right? She 30 years old. She 30. She fucked 20 niggas. So that means in your whole lifetime. In your whole lifetime, it was 20 niggas cool enough to get that coochie. What's wrong with that?
You said cool enough. Cool enough.
See, first of all, my thing is...
Do y'all not only fuck niggas that's cool enough to fuck y'all?
You was about to say bitches.
I don't say that.
But you was about to.
I stopped myself. You did. We about to get into the podcast. I don't know how I got here. We about to get into the podcast in a second.
Because I'm looking like...
My whole thing...
This not on the list. It's not on the list.
I'm looking like, what's going on?
You're talking about niggas that might have common sense with thinking. How many niggas...
We just potting right now.
How many niggas have common sense when it comes to thinking?
And I mean,
on a scale from 1 to 10.
None of y'all.
We just getting back to math then.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's back to math, bro. What you trying to make it out to be?
We getting... Let's just pot.
We're at a 25% ratio, to the pod. Bro. We're not that...
Because maybe it's math. Maybe I think that there's a greater percentage of smart men out there than there are.
Nigga, we know us.
What you mean, us? Nigga, I ain't in that. Nigga, you can have that by yourself.
No.
All right, nigga, no, fuck that. Nigga, we stopping this.
We cut it off.
They gonna put a goddamn pin in that.
I was just saying, niggas know niggas.
Y'all put a bookmark in that and get back to it.
Nah, this is everything that's... We live. We out here. This is all going out. But, all right, so... Let me get to Miss Tish. Me and Dev goddamn took over the pod for a second. I don't know what I was saying, nigga,
we know niggas that ain't bright.
Hell nah, nigga. All the niggas I know is smart and they ain't got... But
that's
fuck it.
That's a lie.
Exactly.
Fuck y'all. All right, so...
Because I ain't the brightest.
Shut up. One thing that my nigga Dev and Miss Tish have in common are y'all are fucking workout people.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we get to it.
The physical thing is important.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are athletes. Mm-hmm. Did you always work out? We was talking about people fucking and all of that shit. Some people stumbled upon fucking. Did you stumble upon working out?
In a sense, like, I
definitely always had a nice body.
Thank you. I did cheerleading and dance in high school, and then I did cheerleading my freshman year of college. And so after college, I just did a lot of cardio and yoga because that's kind of all that I knew. So I was like, well, I want to do something different. I want to get into the gym. So I want to kind of, you know, gain some weight. So got into the gym in 2017, and I've been lifting weights and doing things of that nature so that I can, like, gain. And so over the years, I've gained.
And so while you was doing yoga and, like, cardio, like...
That was all that I knew.
What was that time like? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you... Were you getting the... Did you transition into weightlifting because you wasn't getting the physique you wanted?
Well, like, at the time... Because,
like, right now... Okay, so let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. But we have a similar struggle. And I admire you because... We was both skinny in high school,
mm-hmm.
right? And I cannot figure out how to get fucking buff for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn it, man. And I admire you because somehow you was able to fucking figure it out. And like you, like, I started on yoga later. You know what I'm saying? Now I've been doing yoga for maybe 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still a beginner. I'm a beginner yoga. I've been doing yoga for 3 years, but it's been a journey for me.
Right,
on
right.
again, off again, you feel me? I do my thing, and I wasn't flexible to start. You know what I'm saying? So, goddamn, getting into that warrior pose was a little bit much for me. And you know what I mean? I had to figure that out.
Right.
So, you know, I went on that journey, and I'm comfortable with that. But also, you know, I played sports in high school, so weightlifting, that's really nothing. But also, nigga, I ain't got time, nigga. My nigga Dev do that shit. That nigga Dev, man, he decided that weightlifting was going to be his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't been Jermaine Dang, man. I ain't got time for that.
Well, that's the thing.
Bro,
that's the
gain some weight. What well, do?
You're gonna have to have time for that. So you're gonna have to have time for the gym and probably changing your diet a little bit. Because, like, as I've learned,
I'll eat pork or beef.
It's not just that.
It's not just that.
It's not just that. But I've
bro,
but
I'm
see,
halfway there though.
Okay. First, no, you're not halfway there because your mindset is not there, so you're not there at all. Because you said you don't have time for that. And one thing that I did, like what I had to learn or do, was to make time for the gym or make it a priority. Because I was just like, after I left work, I'm like, okay, I have nothing to do. If I just go home, I'm just going to be, like, chilling at home, scrolling on social media. When I can be getting to the games. Get to the games. All you need is an hour. And just do the hour at the gym. And go home and then scroll on social media. You can scroll on social media while you're trying to get your breath in. And while you at the machine or whatever. So you have to make time for it. You have to make it as a priority. And that was like what that was the shift in my mindset.
Go ahead, Dad.
Tish.
This ain't Tish. Ain't no I in there.
Okay, you know, go ahead.
Let him know now.
I am ashamed
yes,
of that.
Sir.
I got your back. It's the pod right. Daddy, nigga.
The pod daddy.
That's that drop right there.
She ain't gonna let it go,
babe. Say it again.
Maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got shit to do. You can't sleep. What you doing?
Oh, no. I ain't gonna get up and go to the gym now, dear.
See, that's different.
Let me tell you this. I'm not a morning gym goer.
Okay.
Like, so that's not gonna be me. I've thought about it. But it works. No, it works for certain people. Yeah, see, it works for certain people. I have a coworker, and she goes before work. She works out. She showers. She comes in. And I can see how it works because after you work out, you know, you do get, like, energy. But see, me, it's going to be the waking up thing. And then I don't want to be so time conscious because I like to go into the gym. And, like, when I go in after work, yeah, I can, like, if I want to try new things and stuff.
But even if it's after work.
Yeah.
How's the effect on you?
Nah, but see, I think let me just get to something real quick while y'all in between that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's important to do things at the time it's important to do it for you.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Not everybody is gonna have the same routine. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
like
that's
some
true.
People like you know, niggas is in the cryptocurrency and in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So like you gotta find the point in time when you can make that a priority for you. It's some people that's up. Everything deals with your comfort level.
And discipline.
My thing though is
praying,
bruh.
All of that shit, bro. You got to do it in the time which you can do it.
My thing though is,
and you it shouldn't never be a fucking this is how you do it.
No, but if
there's
you
no
have
one
the
way to.
You don't have time.
There's none way
right.
to pray.
Hold on, fam. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing though is, it's not that you don't have a specific time for it, or that you got to do it at a certain time. My thing though is the times that you have nothing going on.
Right.
That can fluctuate how your damn daily schedule goes. The times that you find yourself confined that you're not actually doing anything, you can be doing something.
Right.
And that's the actual working out part.
Okay, I dig that, but
because
I'm just
that's where I find myself at. Like it's
I'm
not
just
a
focusing
specific
on
schedule.
what the homie T said. And y'all things was you like to work out in the morning and she likes to work out in the afternoon. And I'm just, there's no difference in y'all's productivity. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I'm saying is, whatever you're doing, okay, yeah, if you're not doing nothing, like, if you just want to take it from the macro level of, if you're not doing nothing, then you got to do something. Okay, yeah, duh. You know what I'm saying? Of course. But me and my nigga Treece, when we not doing nothing... Nigga, we not doing nothing.
Do nothing.
Nigga, I'm not doing shit. Nigga.
Well, no, it's been times I've literally like driven to the gym and like I sat in my car. I'm like, today ain't it. Today is not it. Or I've had other things to do and I'm like, I would prefer doing that over, you know, going to the gym. And so it's like, I'm not just in there like, oh my God, gym is life, but I have made it a priority. And then certain things come up when I can't go to the gym, and then I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I'll make up for it. And then, you know, and so on. So, but I think the main thing is making it a priority. And then
that's
you will, and then, yeah, and then other things will work around. You have to have it in your mind like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Certain things may come up. Like, I mean, my mom has asked me to do stuff or whatever, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to the gym afterwards. You know, I'm not going to be able to do that at this time or whatever. And then that's just that. But it's just the change, the shift of your mindset. That
so
is that, the
I mean,
start.
So that's what it is. So, like,
because
like
you
said,
were saying.
Well, like I said, we started off, like, we both were skinny in high school. Mm-hmm. Well, the three of us, me, you,
nigga, all four of
I
us. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, we all.
You
right.
Try to make it seem like you was big or something.
No, Dev was skinny, but Dev, he, that nigga transformed. No, you and Dev did something. No, you're still. It's not like you big.
Yeah,
but you
nigga,
are.
I'm not big.
Yeah, yeah, but y'all niggas is in a different weight class now, man.
It's,
we ain't got
it's
time.
It goes back to what
she's
saying, though, the consistency, though.
That's what, and that's what I'm saying. We ain't got
you,
time.
Your attitude is not right. That's the
so
thing. Your attitude is
so
not
working
right.
Working out is all about attitude.
It mostly is, sense. Bro.
You said
I
what?
Like
working out is all about attitude.
No, well, yeah,
no,
that's not.
Nigga, fuck that. Nigga, you what if
going
I just want to look good?
Well, you know what?
I do too, but let me tell you, right? When I didn't have a choice, when I was in the military and I had to work out, I didn't have a choice, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. So I did that shit. And at the time, I didn't have a problem with that. But now that I'm not in the military and I have the choice, I don't make it a problem.
Yeah.
So I know that that's the problem.
Right.
The gym in my neighborhood is right in front of me. Right in front of me. And every
it looks
day I think
amazing.
About, every day I think about going to that shit. But I don't, you know what I mean? Simply because I haven't made it a priority yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Ramon, your attitude is not correct. It's not in the right...
But I want to be sexy, though.
But do you really want to be?
I want to be sexy.
But do you really? How bad do you want to be sexy? You don't want it that bad.
He don't want it that bad.
Mm-mm, he
don't,
doesn't.
He don't want it that bad.
Nah, because...
You went from
no, you don't.
Already
you don't.
Sexy, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, okay,
yo,
but if you want to be sexier,
then for him right now, so
you don't want it that bad.
You don't want it that bad because if you did,
you
would do something.
There.
Yeah,
you would
do something different.
You would honestly be hitting me up, nigga, if you wanted to be there.
Fuck y'all, niggas. Man. Don't try to make it seem like
nah. Man. I'm just saying though.
We're just speaking.
You
the
see
truth.
Where people's appetite is for the gym when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
If the person that gets there and is like. Oh, I've been missing out type shit and they hit
it's,
you up
and the working out
on
is addictive
basis they be like
it's
yo
addictive.
Look where
is
we
it?
Going
okay
it
I'll be people
is,
say that
for
shit
me.
I'm
working out
I
not addictive
I,
bro I have an addictive personality
it was a point
in
time in my life where I worked out every day and every day I woke up like fuck this shit. I don't feel like it's addictive.
Because you know what, Latrice? Because you went in with a different... Because you was doing it because you had to do it. Yes. It's the mindset. See, we don't have to do it. I don't have to do it at all. I can cancel my membership tomorrow.
Ev gotta do this shit. Nigga in the military too. Nigga, what you
But I don't... But he still enjoys it.
I still love it.
But so, yeah, and sometimes it's like that. That made... That helped him to, you know, like it. For me, I just chose to do it and I loved it. So
what made you be like, okay, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm gonna stick to? What was it for you? Like
progress.
You wanted to be sexy.
It was I had a goal. I had a goal in mind and then I began seeing progress. And that's what I tell a lot of people who like ask me when they like want me to train them or anything.
What was your goal? What was your
like
goal?
I just wanted to like gain. Like I didn't want to be so small. Yeah. But you know what? I didn't reach the goal. I didn't reach the goal until as of recent though. So I've been in the gym 4 years. I really didn't notice until maybe last year or so.
Man, that's honestly long, Jack.
But no, I'm telling physically, no, it was a difference because I had to, like, I remember on two occasions, I had to, like, buy new jeans and bottoms and stuff like that.
But you didn't reach your actual
goal. Yeah, and then I personally didn't, like, say, like, now I can say, okay, I see a difference. Other people notice differences and said stuff, but nigga, I think progress, but you have to give it time.
Like Angela Bassett.
No. I always say I don't want to do and have Angela Bassett on.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's just amazing.
And you're right.
Thank you. Like, I always say
that's what I'm
crazy.
Saying. But, nigga, like, you can't.
But you have to stay consistent.
Nigga, you've been out of this shit for 4 years.
But I didn't see results for myself until last year.
Like Angela Bassett. You can't just say I'm trying to look like Angela. That's like if I'm like, oh, nigga, I want to look like Big Papa Pump. Nigga, I got to pull it. Bro, I got to take some steroids. Nigga, I can't just fucking...
I wish you guys could see him because he's kind of distraught at this point in time.
No.
I was always about like, yo, whatever type of goals that you might set for yourself in life.
Mm-hmm.
You might, so Ramon, you might set financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
The next person might set goddamn body goals for themselves. Mm-hmm. It all falls into the same pattern, the same path. It's whatever you might be determined to get within yourself without a life. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Devin, stop being... This nigga Devin always profound. Nigga, stop this nigga came through. Hey, man, it don't matter what you do, man. You just gotta work hard at that shit, man. Hey, man.
And you don't want to hear that, do you? You want him to say you gonna wake up tomorrow with the body you want.
A 100-foot hole, man. You just gotta dig that whole 100 feet, brother. It ain't nothing else to do but to dig 100 feet, Jack. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. He's absolutely correct.
See, you don't have time for a lot of stuff, I see. You don't have time for a lot of stuff.
Fuck this. We about to fast forward. Yeah. So, you started working out, right?
Yes.
And your body started changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man.
So, did the caliber nigga that started hollering at you start changing?
I don't...
Let's talk about
that. I haven't noticed.
Come on, now.
I noticed.
No. Come on, now.
What do you mean by the caliber of it? Like, more... Dude, try to talk to me?
No, I'm talking about the caliber.
Different type?
Nigga, yes. Man. I'm talking about...
Okay,
like,
well, yeah.
Before
guys who are probably interested into fitness as well and saying, like, oh, I would like to work out with you and stuff like
that. So, let me ask you this question. Is that nigga still broke? Or are you... Nah, because I'm just asking you straight up. Like...
I don't know what their pockets look like.
You don't know? So that's not something that you into?
No, I'm just saying it hasn't gotten...
You know it.
I haven't got...
Come on now. You see the nigga when he working out. You see when he working out. You see whether or not he got on the goddamn... The Slam Jam 5000s or if he got on the ones.
Me come as on the now. That works out on this pod.
Come on now. Dev got on Hirachis right now. You know the difference between the niggas and the Skechers.
No, but
and
I work out in Hirachis too.
All right now. So if the nigga and the Skechers come at you, what you doing?
But honestly, I'm just going to look at the person himself, to be honest.
If the nigga and the Skechers is physically fit.
Well, maybe they're comfortable on his feet. They might have the little gel insole or something.
That's what you into, though?
That might be comfortable for his feet, is what I'm saying.
So you into whatever the nigga into?
Just in this aspect. Just in this, I don't want you to generalize it. Because what you're not going to do is generalize. You're not going to generalize this. I'm not doing that. So, but in that instance, if the man want to have Skechers on at the gym and he's coming to talk to me.
So the nigga in the Skechers can get the digits.
No, in the Skechers will not get the digits. It's not fucking happening.
But if why can't homie in the digits get the
digits? And I got Skechers on my.
I don't like Skechers. So.
If I'm in there with the goddamn skinny goddamn tee on, lifting goddamn 250.
I don't really care about any of that, like, to be honest with you.
You don't, right?
No, I don't.
But see, this is, okay, hold on.
I'm not even.
See, no, y'all are materialistic. I ain't got time to talk to y'all.
You can call it what you want.
Me and T's talking. Hold on. So listen. Homie in the Skechers. He got a chance.
No,
I don't.
Come on now.
First of all,
I got Skechers.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She had a thing that way.
And she said,
She putting the Skechers down and she got them in her closet.
Got
them.
What's up? I'm talking about homie in the Skechers.
I mean, honestly, it just depends on like the vibe that I get. Like, I mean, I'm not, just because
vibe
you have.
Cartel.
Just because you have on ones or the Skechers, it just
might
depends.
Be corny either way.
Yeah.
But the ones is definitely going to catch my eye.
Yeah, because I might be like, oh, you out here working out.
When I say the ones, I'm just talking about the ones. Like, I'm saying the ones.
They thought you was talking about J's.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Most definitely.
Shoes. Yeah.
I'm just talking about the shoe.
So, what I'm saying is that he can work out in J's or he can work out in Skechers.
If you know. So y'all are letting the nigga that walk into the gym with the Dior ones bag
on J's, bro.
But why is he walking into the gym with the Dior ones?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, they talk about the nigga that squat with the goddamn ones, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. So
be honest, like, most definitely, he would definitely get my number before the nigga in the Skechers. That's just me being honest. Yes. Sorry.
They are cute. The shoes are definitely cute.
So a nigga in the Dior ones.
I like the shoes.
At the gym.
I like the shoes.
The nigga
the
in the Dior
and
ones.
And that's probably about as far as it's gonna go.
He getting the number before the nigga in the Skechers.
Most definitely. I like
them
better.
He can't even.
The only thing that I like at this point that I know of are his shoes.
That's all we know right now. But I'm saying that's still not gonna make me give him
my number.
Let's say they both stutter.
Then I don't want either one of them.
Why gotta be all these different components?
So what if this nigga?
I'm saying they both stutter.
I don't care how much the people
you
or him.
You bitch one more than goddamn 115 yourself.
Okay, maybe he just started out. Maybe he had an injury. You don't know that.
No. He ain't got no goddamn injury. He just slow.
I like the way. We're not saying no. Nigga, what the fuck, man? You can't say the fucking R word, man.
I'm sorry.
After he's just dropped so many F-bombs.
Shit.
In that one.
Cannot say that.
I said fuck.
Damn shit.
But you can't say the R word, man. We apologize to anybody that might be the R word, man. We love y'all. So, I ain't chopping that. We're gonna leave that in there.
Progress.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's crazy. So, at the end of the day, working out is about mindset.
Definitely.
All day.
It's all about mindset. Is there any other component? Mindset and consistency, I think that's the thing that y'all most definitely, like,
I think
like
that's,
you can't, even if you have the mindset, like, oh, I want to be sexy, if you go in there
Yeah, because
day,
you have the mindset, but you don't have the determination.
I'm
going
to make you go to the gym in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not all just about mindset. It's just about honestly, naturally just tapping yourself into a place where you feel comfortable.
And see, that's...
I believe that.
You see, no, it's not about being comfortable.
Just like
how... The gym is about being uncomfortable,
no,
right?
No, it's not.
Well, you gotta push yourself.
No. My thing is like...
It's about being uncomfortable and then being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Why aren't y'all telling the people that? I thought that was what the gym was about.
How you feel about doing yoga? People that go to the gym feel the same way.
Yeah, but yoga is a little different.
Nah.
Because...
No, because I did yoga, so I'm coming from both, and, like, I got more, or I get more out of working out than...
Yeah, because you trying to be motherfucking...
Sassy.
No, but then the yoga thing shit. Goes to...
You got veins popping out of your neck right now.
Do I, y'all?
Why are you talking to me right now, nigga? Nigga, you got collarbone muscles.
Uh-huh. So what?
So what I'm saying is, like, you wanted a whole different, like, you're trying to be there. I just want the V that Usher had when he was in the...
Well, what you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it?
Start a new... I'm talking about that video.
So what you gonna do about it?
8 years ago.
What are you gonna do about it?
What I'm gonna do about that?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I just wake up in the morning and I do shit like 15 squats a day.
That's not going to contribute to the V in the abs that you want, that cut.
If I do 15 squats a day.
That ain't it.
You said 15?
15.
That ain't it.
15 and how many sets? 15.
Yeah,
that's just 15. Total, that's it.
That's all we got.
Total is Diaz, nigga.
Well, you know, good luck with that.
I have a question, right? When y'all go in the gym, do y'all y'all know what y'all doing? Do y'all have... Y'all already have, like, a routine? Like, how did that come about? Because I feel like that's my problem with the gym. I don't want to go in the gym.
You don't have a
routine. Yeah, and I don't know what I'm doing, you know? So I'm just like, what's up? Like...
Me personally.
Now I'm here, but I don't really
what to
know
do.
What I'm
doing. Hey, Dev, you're not the guest. Let her answer first.
It's like, well, this is what works for me. Because, like he said, we all grew up pretty small, you know what I'm saying? But you changed your body. He's changed his body. Like,
yeah.
How did you know, like, this is what works for me? Did you try different shit or, like, how did that go?
So, when I first started going in there, I was telling Ramon, like, I only knew, like, cardio and stuff. So, I was doing a lot of cardio and didn't realize that it was not contributing to, like, the goal that I had in mind. So, a trainer saw me and he knew my goals. He was like, you need to stop doing so much cardio. So, I stopped doing that and then I was just doing full body, like, all the time. Like every day that I was in there, and then somebody else came to me and he was like, you know, why are you always on full body? Like, I noticed that you're doing it. And he was like, if you like contribute like a day to legs or a day to arms and back, like if you really go hard, the next day you're not going to be able to do the same thing again because you went so hard, you're going to be sore. So he was like, you need to break it up like that. But I was telling him, I was like, oh, it works for me, I'm gonna just keep doing this. But then I was like, let me try something different. So I started doing that. And, like, when you isolate the muscles and stuff and you do it, like, it really, like, you can really see a difference.
Would you say you learned your body? You know what I mean? Like, you know what works for you, what to do for what?
Yeah, because, yeah.
How long did that take exactly?
Probably, like, a year or so. Because I was just doing, like, you know, doing my thing. That's all that, like, I knew. And then, like, I would get, like, suggestions. And also, I was, like, still am following people, like, on social media and seeing stuff. So that helped, too, or researching on your own and stuff. But, yeah, so when I started to, like, isolate, I was able to kind of, like, know, like, okay, I can do these many reps at this weight, and then I can increase it as I go. So that helped, and that's like, you know, I could see like progress and like that I was growing and stuff like that. But as far as like the days of like what I do, I have like Mondays to leg days, Tuesdays I train, Wednesdays arms and back, Thursdays glutes, and Fridays are full body. And every day I do abs at the end, so I'm always doing some core type stuff or whatever. But that's just how like I broke it up. So
was that 7 days or five?
It's four days. I don't work out on Tuesdays, Saturdays, or Sundays.
Okay. All right. So with you coming into your workout thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also had to start teaching people shit. So you started doing like the boot camp.
I kind of fell into that because I was always against.
So are you an entrepreneur? Is that something that as you were being a workout person, you were just like, yeah, I'm going to also be an entrepreneur?
I feel like I always wanted to be. I always said that I was going to be an entrepreneurial housewife. I always said that I was going to do something, but I wasn't going to clock in anywhere.
Somebody was going to be.
No, she said entrepreneur.
Yes, yeah. Like, I'm not. The thing about it is that I was going to be home, but I was still going to make money. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to be a wife, be a mom, but I still want to make money. That's
at the
what
end of it, yes.
But so I always said that. But as far as like the fitness thing, it's kind of like I fell into it, or God pulled me into it, because I was so against it. Like, I was just like, no, I'm not training anybody. No, I'm not going to be a fitness instructor or a trainer or anything like that. And then it's like,
do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy it. Like, I like to help people do that and, you know, correct them or give them advice and stuff like that, coach them. So, yeah.
So, a lot of times, like these people that's like, get popping in Colombia, they always want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so are you like, okay, boom, like, I'm going to get to a certain point here in Colombia and then I got to dip out.
Like, well, you know, no, I was saying earlier in conversation with Latrice, like, I feel like, until wherever God tells me to go, then that's where I go. For now, he wants me here. Like, I can see now that he wanted me to be home. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. Like, I've like gotten my roots and my wings here, and that's fine. But if he wants me to stay here, then I'll stay here. It's no problem. I can always visit other places and then come back home. But I don't feel like...
You don't feel like Colombia too small for you to do whatever it is that God calling you to do?
I don't think that right now, but I feel like if it is, he gonna take me out of here because he brought me here in the first place, so...
But you,
I feel like... Okay. But, like, right now, I don't feel like,
Let's go.
Like, I just don't feel like right now it's like, oh, I'm bigger than this, or I'm better than Columbia. I don't feel like that. I just feel like this is what's going on here right now, and
It's just one of those things that's just crazy that a lot of the people that's from here just really...
I'm talking about people
that's really from here, they really feel like, oh, I could never
be... But it's probably from personal
experience.
...the most
me-ist version of myself in Colombia.
I don't know. Like, I
feel that way, though.
Yeah, me and her was talking, and, like, we felt like...
in a sense, to grow.
You probably have to experience other things.
You do.
And, yeah, I know the people.
Unless you're home and you take yourself into different situations and you take yourself into different crowds, then, yeah, you might learn different things. But that's not how it normally goes. You grow up with the same people. You hang with the same people. You chill with the same people. It's normally the same crowd. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's not much growing or too much learning outside of that bubble. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been gone for 11 years. And it was a point in time where I felt like, hell no, I'm not going back to Colombia. You know what I mean? But now I have a different mindset, and Colombia is not the same to me. I've lived in different countries, different cities, and I know now that Colombia is a huge city. Colombia really is a big city. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay.
It really
That's
is.
How you gonna feel about it.
No, but it really is, and it's a convenient city. You know what I'm saying?
I say it's more convenient than Hughes, but I say
it's
convenient.
It kind of is, though.
It's not
it
huge.
It really is. I've lived in a lot of different places, and
you look at it
really is. You know what I mean? So, but it took me going to different places to learn that and to appreciate that, because before I left, I'm like, hell no, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I only knew what I knew. And
yeah.
That was not much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now I'm back, and I know different shit, so I try to get into different shit.
You moving in a different way,
exactly.
So you're able to expose yourself to different things.
So I don't have that problem, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it took me leaving to get
there. And that's how it is sometimes. It took me coming back, like, for me to kind of realize that, because I'm like, okay, if this is where I'm going to be, then, like, my mindset, has to change. Like, I can't sit up here and, like, act like I just hate Colombia so much, like it just did something to me, when it's, like, it's me. You know what I mean? Like, wherever I go to, wherever I was to live, it was still going to be me. So I just had to, like, change my whole perspective and look at it, and like, through a different lens and be like, okay, this is Columbia, like, make the best of it.
Make the best of it, yeah. You got.
And that was fine.
I think that when you come up around the same group of people, too, though, it's hard for you to grow because most people don't respect your growth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You might try something different, and whatever, I know he ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? They don't respect your growth. But when you go to a different city, you can start over each time. You can be literally whatever you want to be. And that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Fuck who you are. You're living to be who you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so much easier when you start off in a different city because most of the people you grow up around with just don't.
They only remember you for, like,
exactly.
Who you
are. Oh, I remember when she was there. Like, I'm not there anymore. You know what I'm saying? But because they see you in the same place, that's where they see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, so I'm not where you where you live.
Exactly.
I'm not there
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
Wrong address.
Thank
wrong
you.
Address.
Whole different person. Like,
period,
poo. Oh, my God. I don't live
that
there
shit
anymore.
Was too girly right there. I didn't know what to say right there.
That made sense.
Yeah,
right,
you're right,
there,
right, there. Right there in the middle.
You know, that was right. That was perfect timing. That was perfect timing.
But, yeah, okay, so this been mad fun. I ain't going to hold y'all for forever. You know what I'm saying? What we're going to do right now is I end every podcast with random questions.
Okay.
So if y'all down for random questions, we're going to do random questions.
Okay.
All right. The first random question is a question that I ask everybody. And that's going to be if you had a superpower, what would be your superpower?
It's between two for me that I just thought of.
And you can't say nothing stupid. Don't say manifest man, which is what my cousin said.
I wouldn't.
My bad. Yeah, nigga just said, I just want the power to manifest anything. I'm sorry, cuz. That was crazy. And then there was one more crazy thing somebody
said.
Let
me go last. Or is this to me?
Yeah, I mean, you're the guest.
Okay.
You're going first, and then Teresa's going because she's the second guest.
Oh, my goodness. I really, like, I was going to say read minds, but I don't.
That's me.
I don't think I want to because I feel like it
hell
would.
Yes.
I think it would affect me too much.
No.
I mean.
How easily would it be for you to be,
did you watch that movie? Did you watch the movie with Taraji? What's the name of it?
I'm not saying you have to care what they think, but to know what they think.
Okay, well, yeah.
Oh, my
God. It would be, yeah. Well, yes. Okay, so if I didn't care. If I didn't care
yeah,
or if I didn't, then that would be it then.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking like.
But how many people don't care that much though?
I know. It would be
you
hard.
You gotta accept the downfall.
Because listen, the movie.
You gotta accept the downfall.
Okay, maybe like five people that I
do. That's what I'm saying.
But no,
man.
It was
come
it's
on,
like,
man.
Taraji.
For the most part, I don't give a fuck.
You're talking about what men think, right?
I think, yeah, and she was able to, yeah. And so.
And you see how she was.
But she was navigating, she was. But then, like, she. Well, initially, she was like, I don't want to. But then that's like when Erykah Badu was like, but you know, if you. This is what you want to do and this is what you want to gain, so you will be able to attain that, you know, if you do that. So, I mean, I see it, but then at the end of the day, she was ready to, like, that to be done. So I don't know, I feel like that was like the first thing that popped in my head is to read minds.
Yes.
But I feel like I know me, so I feel like I would be affected by it, but I'll probably learn to adapt and be like, okay, make some moves. I think you could. I know for sure you can make some moves.
I
if you
would
read
move so swiftly.
So both of y'all say,
so we both say read minds.
So both of y'all gonna go
yeah,
with reading
go
minds.
Read minds.
Read
minds.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me just give y'all some other. So my man said power to move metal.
Okay, and what's his reasoning behind it?
He said that because if you can move metal, you can control gravity. Because, like, metal
the magnetic
is in
force.
Earth and all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that shit, I was like, nigga, that's fucking stupid. You a geek.
I definitely think it's some geek shit. But,
I was like,
who's he trying to move?
Yeah, but then I was like, nigga, first off, that's crazy.
Like, I mean, but it's his superpower.
Right? I know, but I'm just saying, like, y'all just sound like y'all didn't think about it neither.
No, but that's the first thing that came to mind.
No, but I'm just saying, like, knowing that if you had the power, metal, like, if you was Magneto, What's that? Magneto? If you was Magneto, I don't know, nigga. If you was Magneto, right? Uh-huh. His fucking power mean that he could like do a little bit more than you even understand he could do.
No, I get it.
You wouldn't want to be Magneto.
I mean, I think it's cool. I didn't think it was retarded. I didn't think it was cool. You know, I thought it was
the R word. Niggas don't want to say the R word no more. This podcast is called the R word. I apologize. But, all right, so the next one.
Damn, I ain't even seen what the fuck I want to be.
Nigga, you already answered this question before. I thought so. Did you? Here, answer it.
No, I definitely did.
What do you want to answer? What's the answer? Go ahead.
Shit was telepathic.
Telepathic. This nigga want to This nigga want to be goddamn Nightcrawler from X-Men. This nigga want to be Nightcrawler. This nigga, all the X-Men, he want to be Nightcrawler. All right. Okay. I want to be Scott. How about that? Hey, Scott was fucking Mary Jane.
Yeah, you saw what happened.
He was fucking Mary Jane, no?
You saw what the fuck happened.
Maybe I'd be Wolverine. He was fucking them all.
You saw what
happened. So I'm married. I think I'd choose Wolverine.
He lives to the end.
What's your superpower?
Wolverine.
Just be old and heal from anything.
Yeah. Invisible.
But that's nice. Yeah, to be able to heal from anything?
For the most part.
He still dies in 2021.
I'm saying, but that's also a nice superpower for you.
But at that point, he had lived a thousand. That nigga was old as fuck.
He definitely was old as fuck because he fought in the goddamn Revolutionary War. He fought in
Revolutionary War.
Like, so he was old as fuck.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I would have loved to live from the Revolutionary War to
2021. Yeah?
Yeah. If somebody told me, hey, yo, nigga, you can live for 300 years. You can live for the next 300 years, but you can't have another child. I already got one.
He had one.
Yeah, I'm saying, I already got my one, so I'm good money. If they told me I couldn't never come in contact with my one or my family, I would say no. But if they tell me I could live for 300 years and I could be with my family through that whole 300
years?
I don't give a fuck what 300 means.
Oh, no.
No,
I don't want to be a fucking vegetable.
That's why I'm asking you. No. 300? Who the you know what I mean?
No, I'm saying, son, if they tell me.
So that means that your family will be living that year. Living that long as well.
Because
you said
you'd
be
with
your family.
See all of
them. Hey, I would want to see what 300 years is like, what, 4 generations? That's not a long time.
4 generations, nigga, that's a lot.
I'm only fucking 30 and I feel like I've seen some shit.
I mean, 4 generations, that's 4 generations of everybody. If let's say everybody have a kid at 30. 3 times 3 times 3. I'm all about math, cat. You feel me? 3 times 3 times 3, that's 100. So damn, that's you right. That's 90. So times what I said, 300 years. So that's like 9 generations. I love to see that. You don't want to see what your family coming 9 generations from now?
No, not 9. Not 9.
I gotta see I would love to see what legacy I leave behind 9 generations.
Well, I don't even plan on having kids, so...
So you don't want to leave no legacy?
You think you have to have kids to leave a legacy?
Hell the fuck yeah!
Hell the fuck no. Listen...
Who carries your shit on?
It's not for everybody. For everybody. No, so you feel like because you don't have kids, you won't be remembered? You know what I mean? Like,
who gonna remember you?
Nothing?
Who gonna remember you?
What do you mean?
I'ma die. I'ma die. I'm gonna die. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. But if my daughter remembers Aunt Therese, mm-hmm. and you never have no kids, but my daughter goes on to be fucking famous, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yo, I'm famous because my Aunt Therese told me to be the best version of myself, and I could always be everything I wanted to be.
Then that proves my point exactly, because she's not my daughter.
No, but your legacy is gonna live on because of somebody else's kid.
Somebody else, not mine.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what if don't nobody let that kid around you? Because you ain't got no kids. What if don't nobody never let their kids around you ever?
You have to have kids to leave behind a legacy.
You do.
I don't believe that. No, you might feel like that because you're a man. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like men believe that they have to pass on their last name. They have to do this. They have to do that. But speaking from
my daughter gonna get married,
like,
so she never gonna have one.
Like, oh, you have to be a wife and you have to be this.
No, I'm not saying
that. I have lived that motherfucking life and it's not.
I'm not saying you gotta be a wife or you have to be anything.
It's cute, but it's not that fucking
good. I'm just saying. That you need a kid.
But why? You think you can deal with two of me?
Yes. Why wouldn't I? Nigga, and if you call me like, hey, yo, babysit little me, I'm never going to say no. Like, I don't understand why that's a thing. All right, so what's your most embarrassing moment? I can give you mine if you want me to start.
Go ahead.
I'll give y'all mine. My most embarrassing moment, right? My senior year, I was in a play. And I was on stage with this dude, man. And that nigga was overacting, man. And we did The Wiz. That's not what happened. I don't know what Dev is talking about. We did.
But that shit, bro, kiss you in the mouth. He played the role a little bit too serious. It's all good. You okay?
All right.
I'm
not
going to judge you.
All right. So.
Safe space.
All right. So. We were playing in The Wiz. And in the part where the flying monkeys come to take Dorothy, I was a flying monkey. And I was supposed to be one of the ones. Well, I was supposed to be the one to take Dorothy. You know what I'm saying? And I picked Dorothy up and I ran away. He was the lion. So, you know, the lion really loves Dorothy. You feel me? That next scene after that is when she sings, "You're a Lion." Mm-hmm. That you know, that's the most precious song in the whole Wiz. You're a lion, I'm a lion. That nigga was in your own way. That nigga, you know, say he was getting his strength and shit, you feel me? But in the scene right before that, I get Dorothy, right? And I'm supposed to grab Dorothy, run off the stage. We did this shit mad times, right? This nigga decided on Saturday night, we had did this shit.
He slid some shit out.
One time before. You feel
he slid some
like,
shit out.
We did it Friday. Like, we did it. We did the dress rehearsal Friday for the school right after, like 7th period. You feel me? So everybody could see it. And then we did the Friday night jammy. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
we did the Saturday jammy. And then we did the big Saturday night. That's the big one. You feel me? This nigga decides that he gonna fucking just throw himself on the ground because he's so distraught that Dorothy's being taken, right? I got her on my shoulder.
He started acting.
I go to back up. Yeah. He overacting. You know what I'm saying? This nigga on the ground like... No! I got Dorothy on my shoulder. I go to back up and then turn around to run. Bam! Trip over him. With Dorothy on my shoulder, nigga. We dropped to the... I'm talking about in front of him. This the Saturday night one. In front of everybody, bruh. I'm talking about... Bruh, nigga. I'm talking about, bruh. I dropped... I'm talking about... Doom, nigga, I got my arms up trying to catch her because I knew I was falling. You know what I'm saying? Bow. She hit the ground, bruh. She hit her chin. I had to get stitches in her chin and all,
wow, that
nigga.
That was a hard fall.
Bruh, she was on my shoulder.
I was so upset with you.
With me?
Yes.
It wasn't my fault. It was his fault. This nigga was never behind me. We did the bro, we've been practicing for the Wiz. We had the auditions for the Wiz in September. The show was the last week of school. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it was September, bro. We've been doing this for a minute.
The lights came on. My man saw him over the shower.
I'm talking about this nigga got. He got on the ground.
Poor Dorothy.
Bruh. He got on the ground. Do you want to know the most crucial part of this, right? Dorothy was his girl.
She had real life. They set you up.
In real life.
They set you up, Ramon.
So, my nigga. Son, the next scene, she got to sing You're a Lion, right? Shorty chin bleeding. Aww. All because of me, right? It wasn't because of me, though. Because of this nigga. This nigga got the lion suit. He rubbing her chin. It's the most beautiful performance ever. Everybody is like, oh, my God. After that, she gets off stage. They send the goddamn backup Dorothy out there. Her parents take her and she gotta get stitches and shit. And everybody looking at me and they like, oh, we can never pick nobody up doing a performance again.
Wow.
That wasn't my fault.
You dropped her.
You
dropped
her.
Yeah,
you
dropped her. Take it as a lesson and not an L.
Right.
I did. Never, I ain't acting. Lord. Fuck these overacting motherfuckers, nigga. I'm talent. Nigga, this nigga is booty. This nigga ain't made the talent look booty. Because he was booty. What y'all got? Y'all ain't got nothing.
I have nothing on that.
Come on, go ahead. Give me something. You failed somewhere.
Yeah, I have actually.
You failed somewhere.
Come on,
okay,
give it
so
to me.
So I recently, that is actually one come on of my now. Embarrassing moments. But I don't... In my mind, I was like, felt like everybody was looking at me, but I don't know for sure if they was because I did not turn around. But I was at the gym, and I was doing...
At the gym, of course. Ain't nobody got time for that, so
shut
up. But
I was at the gym, and I was doing this thing on, like, the Smith machine. And so, like, I was like, I put the little... It's like this little thing that you put on for your neck, but I was using it on the Smith machine to do squats. And anyway, long story short, I fell and just like slammed right down on my behind. And I was embarrassed, but I don't think people saw me, or if they did, I had my AirPods in, I couldn't hear any laughs or anything like that. But that was embarrassing because I'm like, how I've been going to the gym this long, and now I decide to just fall. I mean, when I say I hit the floor, I can show y'all a video. I hit the floor. I was recording at the same time too. So
what you got, Trees? Most embarrassing moment.
My most
You've been in the military, so you probably been drunk or something.
Yeah, but see, I don't get really shameful. See, you know what I'm saying? So this was actually before.
Come to the
military.
Mic a little bit.
Y'all might have been there, honestly. Who knows? But I was either in the 11th or the 12th grade, and I was a cheerleader at the time, and I was supposed to be cheering at the game. It was a basketball game. And it was our rivalry. We were playing LR. And I was not supposed to be at the game, you know. We were like in this group called, y'all know the Barbies. Nobody fucking liked us, you know what I'm saying?
I remember
that. Everybody was telling us like, oh, we're going to fight you at
Barbie?
This game. We're going to fight
you.
You
were Barbie!
Right?
Shout out to the Barbies!
No, that is. So everybody was like, my mom was like,
I had a Barbie reunion.
Latrice, you can't go to this game. You know, everybody wants to fight you. You can't go to this game. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to the game. But of course, I was still going to the game. But I didn't go as the cheerleader, as I never went to the game as a cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? I went and got a nice little outfit, knowing that these girls wanted to fight me, yada, yada, yada. Still went to the game. It was at Dreer. I think we were in 11th grade, and my mom came in and whooped my ass. At the game.
At the game in front of everybody?
It was one way in and one way out. I remember because Raquel was there. My mom followed me in the bathroom. Everybody's like, oh, Trish, your mom's here. till your mom's here. So you know how the gym was, one way in, one way out type of deal. It was two doors, but they were both at the same spot type of deal. You know what I mean? So I was able to, like, it was so packed. I was able to get out the crowd. I was actually sitting by Constance. Constance Sinclair, she put me on game. She was like, Trish, your mom here. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? So I tried to go to the bathroom. And then Officer Brooke, I believe her name was, whoever the officer was, she told my mom, like, yeah, she in the bathroom. Me, I remember Raquel, because Raquel was crying. She was like, no, no, Miss Michelle, please don't beat her ass. Please don't hit her. Da-da-da. And I locked the bathroom door, right? I'm sitting on the bathroom stall like this, trying to hide from my mom. Oh my and I could just hear all of the stalls opening at once. And she came to mind, and I locked my shit, you know what I'm saying? But that shit did not matter, because Michelle Plaza kicked through that motherfucker, and she fucking like did some Mortal Kombat shit with my ass and pulled me.
Get over here!
Exactly what she did.
Yeah.
And she dragged my ass out of that fucking game. That was
you deserved that one, though.
What? I was a child.
You deserved that one.
I do not remember that at all.
She dragged and my ass out of that game.
No, but the thing about it is, no, you deserve that.
What?
I'm not going to say you didn't deserve that.
I just wanted to go to the game.
Yeah, you just wanted to get your ass whipped. And I told you no.
And I did it.
I told you no.
Was it worth it?
I wouldn't, because I'm a dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But my baby mother, she got full regard to run up in the game and snatch my daughter by her neck up out of there. I ain't got time for that.
And my hair was out, you know, so
ain't nobody got time for that.
For the snatch up.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was so easy. I remember the outfit I had on and everything.
Your mother ain't never snatched you up out of nowhere? I don't have that story, right? But a similar mom story, if somebody got time to listen. I went to a party. I was probably like 12, and it was like a 16 and up party. It was while I was still in New Jersey. It was a New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was high and fucking like they 16 and up, so it was a couple niggas getting there, getting drunk and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was New Year's party, so everybody brought the New Year's in. So I'm in there at like 1-2 o'clock. My mother knew where I went, but I was supposed to call her and tell her to come pick me up. I never told her to come pick me up, so she just went there. She's waiting outside for me to come in, for me to call her. She told me she outside. So, nigga, I'm outside. Nigga, I just get fucking... I'm not outside. I'm just in there, and I just do the contact. I'm probably like 12 years old. I ain't even supposed to be in there. I'm like 11, 12 years old, you feel me? I just get so high from everybody doing whatever they doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just sit down in the middle of the party, right? It's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in there, right? And my mother comes walking through the party. Because I guess she was waiting outside. She know I'm like 12. I'm at this point, nigga, you got to come out. So she just comes in. She walking through the party. And it was like my mother was like a fucking ghost or something. Walking through this party. Calling my name, nigga. I'm laying up against the wall, high, and I'd have probably took a shot at like 12, 13 years
goodness.
Old. I'm high and a little bit of drunk out of my mind, nigga, up against the wall in the fetal position, holding my knees, and I see my mother like an angel walking through the goddamn party looking for me. And I'm like, mommy, nigga, I'm like 12.
Angel.
Nigga, I'm like 12, 13 years old, nigga. My mother picked me up like I was a baby in that motherfucking party, nigga. Picked me up, nigga. Looked around, went to my cousin who I came to the party with. He was like 16, 17 years old and said, hey, yo, I got Ramon, we out. My cousin looked at her. He probably was getting some head or something. It was so crazy and that shit. He looked at her like, alright, nigga, send my mother
party
all the way.
On.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, my mother carried me out that motherfucking party. Nigga, I'll never forget that shit. That's probably that wasn't embarrassing. That's just one of the moments when I realized my mother had just come get me from anywhere. We never talked about, she only...
We never talked about
it. We only talk about it when she got to talk about it, when she got to talk about how real she is. Because you know mother's got to always let you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we never talked about it. Like, when we got in the car, she never looked at me like, God damn, nigga, what was you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, we never talked about it. She just picked me up and got up out of there. Damn.
Yeah, I don't have any of those experiences.
Damn, man. So tell me your favorite family remembrance. Memory. I said remembrance. That's right. Stupid.
My favorite family, I don't know.
Okay, fuck that. Tell me your favorite elementary school memory. Because I feel like we was... Tell me something like when you was a little kid and you're like, God damn, I remember that shit.
I remember a lot of stuff when I was a kid. I remember when I was taught how to ride a bike.
Did you learn how to ride a bike?
My dad taught me after my sixth birthday party.
Six?
Yep. So I learned how to ride a bike without training wheels at six.
That's a big deal for you.
Right, it's a big deal.
My daughter's seven and she can't, but we'll talk about it.
But, I remember, like, random stuff like that. Like, I remember when he was, like, teaching me about, like, our family. We had, like, a family tree, like, project, and he was, like, telling me stuff about that. I remember, like, all types of stuff like that. I enjoyed school.
Like, were you raised with both of your parents?
Until a certain point. To a certain age, so yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. Word up, man. Hey, yo, this has been fun as fuck, man. I think we talked for an hour on an accident.
Also, we hit the hour.
I told you.
The hour mark.
How you feel? Did you enjoy yourself? Feeling great,
yes.
All right, nigga, I got 20 more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Say no.
Text them to me. Look, text them to me.
Nah, man. This been mad dope, yo. I appreciate you, Miss Tisha.
Thank you for having me. Tish Talks Podcast on Instagram. And you can listen on Google Play, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
It's been a real fun episode, man. Yes. Treece, I appreciate you for coming through. You've been a positive motivation figure within my life.
Thank
you. Within my life. And
yeah. Then you get to stay. But yeah, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming through for the pod. Dev, can I say your name on the podcast? Dev is my producer, bro. I don't know if I can say his name. Anything I do, Dev behind me, bro. So if you know, if I'm doing it, Dev here, you feel me? I appreciate everybody rocking for me. If you made it through the whole podcast, we definitely appreciate you. Whatever parts that you enjoy, make sure you hit us up and engage. Hit up Miss T Show. This is the Pod Daddy One, yo. I enjoyed it.
Pod
Daddy. hold up. Hit him with the drop one more time.
The Pod Daddy.